Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Sell by Robin Cook, narrated by George Guidel.
Prologue. The insulin molecules invaded like a miniature marauding army. Rapidly infiltrating the veins, they rushed headlong into the heart to be pumped out through the arteries. Within seconds, the invasion spread throughout the body, latching onto receptors on the cell membranes and causing the cellular gates for glucose to open. Instantly, glucose poured into all the cells of the body, resulting in a precipitous fall of the glucose level in the bloodstream. The first cells to be adversely affected by this were the nerve cells, which cannot store glucose and need a highly regulated, constant supply of the sugar to function. As minutes passed and the insulin onslaught continued, the neurons, particularly those of the brain, rapidly became starved of their lifeblood glucose, and their function began to falter. Soon, they began either to send errant messages or to send none at all. Then, they began to die. Westwood, Los Angeles, California. Monday, April 7th, 2014, 2:35 a.m. Casey Lynch lurched awake. The nightmare had been a bad one, filled with progressing anxiety and terror. She was disoriented, wondering where she was. Then she remembered she was sleeping in the apartment of her fiancé, Dr. George Wilson. She'd been staying at George's place two or three times a week for the past month, whenever he wasn't on call as a third-year radiology resident at the L.A. University Medical Center. He was sleeping next to her now. She could hear his soft, rhythmic, slumber-infused breathing. Casey was a graduate student specializing in child psychology at L.A. University.